Well, it's finally arrived. Episode 100 of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Darren Saul, your host. I'm here with Grant Tom. How are you doing, Grant?
I'm extremely well, Darren. Extremely, extremely well. And very, very honored to be part of your 100th show. I think it's a great achievement. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Absolutely, mate. So thank you very much for doing this. Grant is always a fantastic guest. This is his fourth appearance, and he always provides incredible value around the examples of branding, marketing, business. And before I continue, I'd just like to extend a huge thank you to all my audience, my loyal audience out there that has supported the show and commented on the episodes. And I'd also like to give a huge thank you to all my guests from overseas and from Australia who've made this show what it is. So thank you very much. We couldn't have done it without you. And Grant, thank you very much again for coming on my 100th show.
Thank you. Thank you, Darren. So cheers to you, man.
Thank you very much, sir.
So here's a question for you, Darren. Out of the 100 shows, which I think in itself is an accomplishment, and I think you've done a sterling job.
Thank you.
You know, I think you've had a lot of adventure. I've seen a lot of the shows that have gone on. Give me an overview as to how the 100 shows have gone, as to what were the highlights and some of the fun aspects you took out of producing 100 podcasts.
Wow, where do I start? I mean, you know, I was kind of thinking about my journey, and for me, that's probably the most important thing. For me, the journey, both personally and the journey of the show, has been an exceptional ride. Like, I just love, if I go back to my first episode, and re-listen to that, and I'm thinking, oh my God, who was that guy? Like, he had no idea. And not to say that I know what I'm doing now, but after 100 episodes, you get a little bit better at what you do.
Sure, absolutely. So
the journey for me has been sensational. The journey of how I produce the show, how I script the show, how I, you know, set up the show, and the journey of how I deliver the show and how we execute, as well as the journey of the guests. Like the amount of guests that I've had on from overseas, from Australia. I've learned so much from every one of them. It's almost like doing a little mini degree in 45 minutes every time you do a show, and it's broadened my horizons, and I've had so much fun. So, you know, it's the journey for me has been incredible, and I just want to keep going and seeing where it goes.
Have you learned a lot?
I have learned a lot. I've learned about mindset and marketing and exercise and all every single topic. People always ask me, so what's the show about? And I say, well, look, it's more of a variety show than anything else, because I don't want to talk about the same subject every time. I love the variety. I love people, and I love talking to different people about different things.
Yeah.
And in that respect, I've learned a hell of a lot because every show has been so different.
Okay. Yeah. So was there any like shows you wouldn't run again? Is there any guest that shouldn't really come again? Is there any, but not a name, but like a particular category that you shouldn't touch again?
Yeah, good question. Good question. You know what? Like, I would say no, because for me, a podcast is really about putting my guest on a stage.
Yeah.
And it's my job as a podcast host to make sure that I draw out from my guest the gold and the magic that they have to share. Everybody has a story to tell. Doesn't matter what you do, you know, and I think it's my job as a host to really draw that out.
Yeah.
And in that respect, I think I would love to do a show with anybody and everybody again, because it's just about how I structure and draw out more from that guest and allow them to share their story.
Absolutely. Well, I think you've done a sterling job. I really have. And I'm a big fan. Keep on going. So I'd like to give a toast to your next 100 guests.
All right. Okay. Absolutely.
They may be.
So the next 100.
Come on board, share the knowledge, share the wisdom, so that we all may grow together.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And that's a great way to kind of kick off our the topic for today. And I kind of want to chat about branding and marketing in the new normal. I mean, it's been a crazy time. You know, we've all developed and we've all adapted a little bit since the beginning of when this hit our shores in Australia about 6-7 months ago. But I wanted just to get your take on how well do you think people have adapted and companies have adapted and small business have adapted to this situation. And, you know, we'll touch on maybe some strategies later on that people can actually use in their business every day to make their lives a little bit better. So just wanted to get a bit of an overview from the from Mr. Marketing and Mr. Branding and Mr. Business?
Well, Darren, I've heard it all. You know, to be honest with you, I've really been busy over this period of time because there are a number of businesses that are really in crisis in the sense that they're not making the numbers that they used to make. So from that particular perspective, they've still got overheads, they've still got responsibilities, but they just don't have the muscle or the momentum that they used to have. So I've seen quite a lot of that kind of frustration that has been building up within businesses. But I think that ultimately there are a few key people who have really just been able to take all of us to the next level, where it is shows like this with the view of being able to converse, talk about your experience, your category of understanding, your subject matter, with the view to be able to educate and enlighten people of content that is of that nature. And we've also taken to shows like this with the view that this would make a very personal opportunity where previously would be too busy running around doing other things. So therefore, I think that it's created a lot of interesting space to move into. And I think ultimately what I got out of this is that people got a chance to get confidence, to get understanding of the medium, and with the view to be able to put themselves forward as subject matter owners, with a view to put some content forward in a way that adds value to others. And I think some people have done it exceptionally well in very, very tough times. There are those too that struggle in the sense that they need the people contact in order for their business to survive. Yep. And as much as they have come up with creative ways that I really can applaud, but at the end of the day, what I think is important, they miss that people contact because they feed off it in order for their brand and their business to survive.
They thrive off that energy and that connection face to face. And that team environment. So
I think the most fascinating story I came across was a pub in Melbourne who said to anyone, bring any container and we'll fill it. Really? And people were bringing anything that could hold a beer. And they were just filling it in, you know, type of stuff. And I thought that was just a very clever way of still selling beer in lockdown times. You know, and instead of just saying the shop is shut, you'd say, come to the door, bring a container, we'll fill it, you take it home with you, and you're going to go and enjoy our beer. And they were still selling beer. But once again, they would prefer to have them sitting in their bar. But, you know.
That's actually a really good point. I mean, that's a really nice segue into customer expectations. How do you think customers' expectations have changed in this time? You know, we're all buying in a different way. We're all shopping in a different way. We're delivering services and obtaining services in a different way. We're working in a different way. So it's everything's changing.
Well, I think that we're as a nation, as much as I think we've been patient, as much as I think we are understanding, as much as I think that we'll see a better time through this period, I think we're also just as frustrated that we can't just sit down and do it the way that we used to do it because we choose to. But I think that for some businesses, they have struggled to go that extra mile to make that space work. And the quality has been infringed, the delivery has been infringed, the time loading has been infringed. And of course, each business incurs a lot of costs just to run before they've actually sold anything. So some people have retracted from that. And some people have gone forward with a view to entertain that, even though there's a loss factor. I think that we as consumers have really, really just want to get to the point where we can just enjoy ourselves again because we wish to. I think we just want to sit and network just because we want to. I feel that as much as I'm networking more now than ever through this medium, but I find that I pick up so much more through that personal contact. And I think that's what's missing at this point in time.
And you know what? Funny you should say that, because yesterday I did a fantastic social media strategy session. And a lot of the time I've been doing a lot of sessions on Zoom and on the telephone and, you know, by all these digital means. But yesterday I did a small session for a group and we sat social distanced in a room together. And for me, that was magical. Like there was so much more that the group and I got out of that because we were there together, strategizing together, bouncing ideas off each other, human beings face to face, as opposed through a screen. So there is magic that happens, and I, you know, we do miss that. So I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think businesses are feeling it in the sense that it is very demoralizing when you're walking down the road and there's business after business has shut down. But what I do see is opportunity after opportunity should we now be able to get back to normal again. Yeah. And I think it's about all of us being thinking creatively as to how do we get that energy back? How do we get that euphoria back with the view to get make sure that landlords are winning, make sure that shops are winning, make sure that consumers are winning, make sure that shop owners are winning. I think that's what we've all got to get out and find creative ways of celebration. It's not about making up for lost time. It's about making sure we work with volume now in order to ensure that everyone gets a fair deal.
That's right. That's right. And as you say, and you know, have one over for your fellow fellow neighbor and collaborate and, you know, really help each other out and network, you know, not always just for your own personal gain.
Exactly.
Things will always come to you if you just do the right thing in a way.
Yeah. Look, this what has transpired through this period, no one foresaw. And it was actually unbelievable that it actually went to the degree that it did go.
Yeah.
But be it that as it may, the human race have had to endure so much in history. Yeah. And this is just another marker, another chapter in that history of how we had to deal with it and overcome. But the one thing I do know is that there will be 20 businesses that from this period will come forward and will grow. And in the next 20 years will be formidable as brand custodians in our lives that we will demand an expectation from. And I do believe that will come out of this period.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen any brands in particular that really have just surprised you and amazed you in how they've adapted in this time? Or it might not even be a brand. It might just be the corner shop down the road that has done something revolutionary and really, and you said, whoa, that's incredible. I'm so impressed.
Well, you know, a lot of people have gone the extra mile. So, for example, like a lot of food businesses continue to make food and give it to the first line workers.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself made it very meaningful and gave their brand a lot of presence.
Yeah.
I think there were a lot of people who came with combining opportunities together with a view to put value in people's hands. And I think that worked. I must be honest, I've also noticed a lot more aggression with people. I think a lot more frustration with people, which is understandable, but it's not an excuse.
No.
It's just that at the end of the day, that's the time that you need to be the most humble with a view to be patient, to apply, because we all need to get through this together. But it's just that change.
Definitely.
I don't know of a particular brand that just stands out and says, oh, well, they did this and they did that. I think what I did see was that collectively, how important customers are to businesses.
Yeah.
And I think that should we get out of this? Should we get back to normal? I think it's about offering true value to every single customer that comes there, because each one is vital. Because if they're gone, your business will fail. And I think we've got it firsthand. And I think we need to remind our children of this as well.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's absolutely brilliant. And even, you know, even strikes me every now and again when I'm writing an email to, you know, even if it's to send an invoice or to thank a customer for something, I really start every now and again to take that extra minute or two to really reflect and say, thank you so much for your business. Thank you for your support. Really appreciate it. Because those little things along the way, in terms of even saying thank you to your customer, will make such a difference in the long term. As you say, it's crucial right now.
Well, it's the personal note. You know, calling someone by their name is vital. Writing something about them is crucial. And making sure that they feel good walking away is vital at the end of the day, that is ultimately what you now need to do, is that if someone has given you the time to open their wallet and take money out to support you, that you have taken a little bit of time to just get to know them, what they're about, what their story is, and what their journey is going forward, that you could be part of that and just be grateful for it. Because now I think we have to be grateful for every little bit that we can get.
Definitely, definitely. I think it's absolutely paramount. And, you know, we're seeing that more and more, and we're valuing. We've almost, in a way, sometimes we took for granted how, you know, how business worked before pre-COVID. And now it's kind of given us all a bit of a wake-up call, a bit of a shock to say, whoa, let's value every piece of business, no matter how small, or every relationship, not over how potentially small, because you never know where it's going to lead.
That's it.
You never know what's going to happen and how you're going to grow from that as well.
You know, there was I heard a gentleman you speak yesterday, and he made a very important point where he said that this period of time is a period of time for us to It's the world pushing back on us to say, you know what? It's time to reset.
Yep,
it's time to slow down. It's not about how much money you make. It's about being more real in the world.
Yep.
And this is what this is all about. This period of time is all about that. It's just to make sure that you've just got a reset moment with the view to just take a step back and realize how quickly the world can go out of shape.
Yep.
Therefore, it's not about how much margin or how much money you've made or, you know, it's about how much value can you have given at this point in time. And I think for me, that's the one thing I discuss with most businesses now. I say, well, where's the value? What's it in for them to come to you? Because they can go anywhere.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Well, not right now, but
you know. And I agree. I mean, I could squeeze another 5% on top, or, you know, another 5% margin on my invoice or whatever, and nobody would really blink. But I would rather be fair and help people in this time as well. And not to say that, you know, we all need, you know, assistance in terms of business, but I would rather be fair and give value and know that I'm doing the right thing so that my brand is growing more importantly than my bank account.
You know? So instead of discounting things, sometimes I believe bundling things adds a lot more value. So sometimes you feel you get a lot more for the price that you're paying rather than you used to get this, but you're paying far less.
That's right.
So instead of just try and work out through joint venture relationships, through added value deals, through complementary partners, how can you pull something together that you've progressively and perceive more value than what it really is instead of discounting?
That's right. Oh, 100%. I think, you know, people more than ever before want to have an experience. You know, this right now, everybody's about the experience of value, as you say.
Yeah.
So if we can give someone an experience and make them feel great that they did business with us and they came to know us and interacted with us, the amount of business that can come to you through referrals and indirect pathways later on is far greater than whatever you could put on one invoice.
Yeah.
And people forget about that. The people think very tunnel vision and they think about every little piece of business for what it is.
Yeah.
You've got to think in the macro and think about the branding and your reputation in that's what's going to make the difference. That's my view.
I think another, a lot of people need to think about, especially now, and this is one of the things that we have learned through this period, is that we get to know people by name and we get to know them one by one. Now in business, it's quite hard because they come and they buy something and they leave and you don't know if they're ever going to come back again.
Yeah.
But I don't know what strategies you can implement within your business just to get to know them by name, make sure that you can have contact with them. And I think Instagram was a great, a great tool for businesses to utilize to get people to participate and share.
Yeah.
So if someone went and bought a cup of coffee and took a picture and posted on Instagram that came back to you, I think that was one way of get people taking that brand and going. And I think that was a way of maintaining contact. But it's about getting them to come back again. I think that's important.
Definitely. Getting them to come back again and getting them to refer you to other people as soon as someone says, oh, do you know somebody that does this? Bang.
Yeah. Another point that I think we may have discussed in one of the shows previously is that for a CEO or an MD of a business, or even a manager, his number one job is really to ensure that his staff come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because if your staff come back tomorrow, the business is running. And I think that is its ultimate goal, is how do you make sure that your staff come back tomorrow? How do you make sure your customers come back tomorrow? And how do you make sure that when they walk away, they've had a great experience? And it's not about how good or how painful or what bad day you're having. It's about how many great experiences can you give?
Yeah.
You know, you listen to these guys on radio, on breakfast radio or any radio station at any time, but they're there with the view to give you a great uplifting experience there and then that you walk away, that you can associate and you feel good about the conversation on hand. And I think that is ultimately what needs to go in every communication.
Yeah, 100%. And while you're talking, I'm just thinking into my head, you know, you work with brands all around the world.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I'm just going to put you on the spot here. I'm wondering if, are you seeing any patterns or any slight differences in mentality or attitude or behavior of businesses in different countries or different segments that are worthy of noting? Or is everybody pretty much doing the same thing? We're all pivoting, we're all adapting, we're all doing the best we can.
Well, look, we're all pivoting, we're all adapting 100%. Yep. there are a lot of businesses that have just gone on into stationary mode and they have not used this time wisely because they don't know when they're coming back.
Yeah.
So they just in a holding pattern, which I think is wrong. I think this is the time that you need to be thinking more creatively and more on your business. Funny enough, in London, though, they are really in a bad spot. Things are from a morale point of view, are not good. But yet the business owners, they are somehow not sitting still at this moment in time. And I think it's mainly because Europe, even though there's Brexit and all that type of stuff, but Europe has had a good summer. You know, they've had a pretty good summer compared to where it'll be interesting to see when they go into their winter now, how things are going to change. But I've been quite surprised with some of the meetings and discussions I've had in the sense of their forward thinking that they've been putting into place.
They've been much more positive than some other places.
Well, they are optimistic as to the values that they're going to be bringing forward should they get back to new normal.
Yeah. I like that. That's fascinating. And, you know, it'd be great for us to chat just for a minute or two about the people that have really shown incredible promise, adapting and growing very fast in this time with digital and with social media.
Yeah.
For me, in these last, you know, 4, 5, 6 months, I have seen the airwaves and the, you know, the platforms absolutely grow from strength to strength in terms of people really integrating social media marketing and digital marketing into what they do every day. And they might not have a marketing agency doing it. They might just be dabbling themselves, but they're doing stuff that they never thought they would ever do before, even including Facebook Lives and everything else.
Sure.
It's been fascinating to see how everybody's really jumped in. And is that because, do you think it's a very low cost or a cost-effective way of marketing? Or do you think it's because that's where the time is going? Or do you think it's
that is definitely where the time is going.
Yeah.
And you know, low cost is always preferred.
Sure.
But there's one thing, be it that whoever's done this, that they have applied, is that repetition and consistency are the two key factors to build anything in this world.
100%.
Okay. Repetition and consistency is what you need to be able to do, and with the view that you need to push your own barriers, your own boundaries, with the view to make sure that the content is interesting. You said something yourself. You said, look at show one, look at show 100, in the sense that you are in a different place.
Sure.
Okay. And the thing that we've got to look at is in the sense that now you've got a much better idea of what you've put together, where in show one, we didn't even know if you had an audience.
That's right. That's right.
Right. So now, once again, that repetition consistency has got you to a point where we are having a celebration right now, because you know what? This hasn't come easy. This has been hard work. It's been grueling. A lot of people have had to give up a lot of time in order for this event to take place.
That's right.
But now the thing that you've got to think about, Darren, is where do you take it now? Yep. In the sense of what's the next show is going to be about? What other things can you possibly do with these experiences of 100 people and their stories that you can do more with that gets the message wider, broader, in the sense that you come on the journey, but at the same time, people who are participating with you get more elevated from that particular experience? Is ultimately what you've got to be thinking about. And that's what you do. You repetition, consistency, build a platform and elevate every single time that you reach fantastic milestones, like a 100.
In other words, never, as you said before, don't just stagnate. You've got to keep growing, keep pushing the boundaries.
Correct.
Personally, correct. Because if you don't push the boundaries, nothing happens.
Well, your audience will go. You know, if your audience is bored and someone else is entertaining them better somewhere else, they're going to go. They're not going to stay loyal to you because they like you.
Yeah.
They're staying loyal to you because they're going to get something out of the show or out of the content, or in the sense that they get an opportunity to participate. And I think that is ultimately what you call that growth, that it has an opportunity just automatically just have that natural growth, because everything needs to naturally grow. That's what brands do. Brands need to have life and space with a view to explore, touch things, but at the same time, grow.
I love it. Fantastic. I mean, and if you were to give people some strategies right now, I mean, we've touched on a few today. But if we were to break it down really in simple terms, and maybe just give everybody out there some strategies of how to look at the new normal in terms of marketing and branding, what are the, you know, 3 or 4 key things that everybody has to do, whether it be something as simple as keep growing internally, keep challenging yourself? What would you say to people?
I think whoever was to take on whatever task they work with, that I'm going to open up a business, I'm going to enhance a product, or I'm going to promote a product, or I'm going to promote a service, is that I think you've got to ultimately in your mind work out where is the value, number one, why someone needs to buy this product or service. Yeah. Number two, work out if you had to have an open checkbook, a blank piece of paper, and you could then buy any dream that you possibly could as to what that business would be. It's like going on a holiday destination as to wherever you want to go, it's there. You've just got to be able to know that you can believe that you can get there, you can plan to get there. Yeah. And then as you plot your journey, you've got to then work out what is your path forward with the view to add value. If you're not adding value, your audience will tell you very quickly, you're not adding value. And what you need to do when you're building a strategy is you need to look at what you're good at. Don't just do it because everyone's doing it. Do what is natural for you. Do what is natural for the brand and for you. Because if you're doing something that you hate, it's going to show.
And it won't last. The business, you won't continue. You'll get bored and you'll stop. You'll do something else.
Yeah. And it's that aspect that, you know, sometimes you find that, you know, in Formula One, the racing driver pulls into the pit crew and there's a team of 20 odd technicians to service their car. Unfortunately, as all 20 would love to be in the car driving, they cannot. But that driver relied on 20 people to do their job in order that he could get back on track. And that's exactly what it is. Sometimes you just have to partner with someone. Sometimes you have to just leverage. Sometimes you just have to buy that opportunity that gives you that complementation to your product or service with a view to go forward. The way that you buy or pay for those things is that you can only do it through momentum and through an audience that is of appreciative nature that wants to see you grow and thrive because they appreciate the value that they get, receive, they wear, they take home, they share, they give as a gift. All those things play a crucial role. So in broad terms like this of designing a strategy is to work out a journey, work out your natural path, work out the milestones, look at where the audience sits and know that you're playing at that space with consistency and repetition. Yeah. And that's big or small, those are the fundamentals of what you would apply in building a strategy.
Yeah, the simple building blocks of a business strategy.
Correct.
And they're quite simple when you think about it. You just got to, the key is the execution. Everybody can strategize, but actually to do it every day without fail, when you don't feel like it, when you've got to do something else or you're busy, is to dedicate that time to do it every single day without fail, and then the results will come. But that's the key.
You're going to do execution with quality.
Yep.
Okay. But it's in the delivery.
Yep.
You've got to deliver, because if you don't deliver, it don't land.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And there's a lot of people who don't deliver. Start right. Do it with quality. Make sure you deliver.
Yep.
Your audience will tell you are delivering.
And you touched on a really great point before when you were talking about the racing car driver. Teamwork. What popped into my mind is teamwork and culture is so crucial right now as well. You know, your team has to be on the right track, together, cohesive, everybody in it for the greater good. You know, the leader has to be down there in the trenches with his troops, fighting every day, fighting every battle. You know, we have to win the war at the end of the day, but as a team, as a collaboration, that's the key. And you know, teamwork and collaboration right now is absolutely paramount.
But remember, like I mentioned a little bit earlier about coming back tomorrow, if the manager or the owner of that team did make sure that the team or that the technicians did not come back tomorrow, the racing driver will pull into the pit crew, there'll be no one to change his tire. It has lost its race.
That's right.
Okay, that's exactly it. The team needs to want to come back. The team will, as a team, will want to win as a business with a view to perform. Not everyone can do the same task. Like in a restaurant, not everyone can cook the food.
That's right.
Not everyone can sit at the till. Not everyone can, you know, take the order. You know, you have to work out where are you good at. You know, but it doesn't help that you're a bad cook and you're in the kitchen cooking food because the delivery is going to be poor.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to find your place that you fit within the team, and then you've got to make sure that you're there for the common good of yourself and the company, rather than what is just for me as an individual. No individual will ever make a team successful.
That's true. And what you've raised a good point. I mean, ego is important to talk about here. Yeah. You know, when you know, ego can be very positive. We can use ego in a positive way and also in a negative way. And I think it's important to know our strengths, but also know our weaknesses and know that if there's somebody else that can do that job better than us, to let them do it and step
Correct.
Away
Correct.
And nurture them to do it better than we could have done. Yeah. And that's how you build a team, because otherwise, Absolutely. You know, you're never going to be able to do everything well yourself. It just doesn't happen, as you say.
Exactly.
Not everybody can drive a racing car.
But, you know, ego is good, because if you don't have ego, things won't get done.
That's true.
Arrogance
yes.
is what sinks boats.
I like that. I like
Arrogance
that.
Sinks boats.
Yep.
Ego is good, because if you don't have some good feeling about what you can do, belief that you can,
yep.
then it's not going to happen. But if you can, it will work. But if you're arrogant, you'll sink the boat, guaranteed.
Like ego is more about your own vision and your own mission, but arrogance is a little different.
Yep. Yeah, totally. Very much so.
Very, very good, Grant. And I mean, in terms of some of the businesses, you know, even your business and the things that you're doing, what have you done? I'd love to hear maybe some stories about what you might have changed lately, what you've done slightly differently that you didn't do 6 months ago, even in the macro, just to give people an idea about, you know, what kind of results people can actually achieve if they apply these strategies.
Look, we've had to go back to marketing 101.
Yep.
Okay. All the agencies literally have come to a stop in the sense that their clients stopped spending. Yep. Their clients stopped doing. Their clients had to rethink. Their clients lost money, therefore couldn't pay. Whatever the case may be, has had a huge, huge knock-on effect to all of us. So we've had to go back to basics.
Yeah.
With that, having said that, we've had to cut out a lot of the carriages that we were taking along on the journey. So as ruthless as it was, we've had to cut out a lot of that. There's a lot of stuff that's just going to have natural death. They're not going to come on the journey any further. We're not going to continue with that.
Yeah.
So we've had to streamline a lot of our offices, a lot of our services. And at the same time, we've had to even, in some cases, develop our own product, our own facility, with the view to create some form of survival rather than sitting and waiting for a customer to return.
Wow.
So, you know, in some cases, some clients have come and they've actually partnered with us rather than they bought from us with the view to just get over the hurdle.
I like
so
that.
As challenging as it is, we're finding we're in new dimensions, even though that was not our choice in January. But we've had to, because we know that there's quality and because we've got expertise and they've got deliverables, how do we together come together with the view to make something valuable over a tough terrain? And that's been quite an interesting exercise that we've had to evaluate. And it's taken up a lot of time because the momentum in each country and each office has been disrupted greatly. And each country has also its own laws and rules on how to work.
That's
so
true.
What we do here in Australia is not what they do in Europe. And what they do in Europe is not what they do in Africa. And so it's been quite a challenging experience.
Yeah. I suppose it would, you know, I'm assuming it would be an incredibly humbling experience as well to go through that period of reflection internally about where you sit in this journey and how you connect with all those people that you're dealing with.
I don't know if humbling would be the word. I think it's grateful,
yeah.
you know, very grateful that you're still here.
Yeah.
I think humble will follow this,
yeah.
you know, but at the moment we no way are we through this. We're still getting it True. Done.
Yeah.
But I do believe that humbleness will follow this. But gratefulness is definitely the word I would say we are on, because we're still around, we're still here, and we're still offering value. Even though it's not the way we would prefer to be. It's not the way we would prefer to make our money. Yeah. But, you know, be that as it may, we have to have belief that we'll see this through. We'll see our way out of it. The strategies will prevail. The companies that are offering value will come to the front. And we'll live again. Maybe not the same way,
True.
But let's hope that we can just network and meet and connect and have that people energy again, I think is what's important. I get quite sad when I see the football games and there's not enough crowds, or there's a racing event and there's no audience, there's no appeal, there's no participation.
Yeah.
It's very cold, it's very distant, it's very isolated. I can't see that thriving if that was to maintain for a couple of years. I think for a season we can, but I don't think that would be the case forever and a day. So I think we've got to get back to that people touch, people enhancement, personal value. I think we'll always be around because that's how we've always grown and existed. So we'll never live in igloos. I don't think it'll work.
These are the underlying human mechanisms that keep us together as a community. These are human needs. You know, we have to do this. That's how we're built.
Look, we've got to be very fortunate of how things have rolled out in Australia. You know, compared to the rest of the world, they have not been as bad. As much as they are dire and desperate in the sense that our lifestyle has been affected. Yeah. But you know what? There's been a lot of people in government who've really just tried to look out for the better good of all our societies. And I think that's very important.
Definitely. I think they've done a good job.
Yeah.
And I suppose my last question is I kind of want to just pivot to the future in a little bit. You know, it's, you know, we call this the new normal. I don't think that things are going to be ever like they were before. It's now the new normal is every day. It's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving. And I think it's important for us to continually evolve with it. Where do you see business in the future? Where do you see behavior in the future, just in a macro sense? You know,
I think that we're going to definitely see people take attention to personal detail a lot more. Yep. I think we're going to really not take business for granted. And I don't think we are ever going to forget this period of time. And I think gratefulness will be that should we be able to get back to normal, I think that gratefulness will follow and humbleness. But I do believe that we will be interrupted with the fact that hygiene will always be in the front. Taking care of things around how we touch things will be paramount. And I do hope that when we go to a restaurant, we don't have all this Perspex screens blocking us and isolating us, that we can actually just hear a little bit of a conversation over, you know, that type of thing. I think what's important is the fact that from here, what I believe is that when the World Trade Center came down in 2001, we must remember that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter was not around. Google was, but they were not. Yeah. And that's only 19 years ago, okay? So what's going to be in 20 years from now, I think will be businesses that we don't even know of right now.
That's true.
But they're going to be adding value to us in a very different way that we're going to enhance. We're going to use them in our sentences. Hey, it's Uber. You know, take my Tesla. You know, we're going to be bringing these brand names into society.
Yeah, wow.
But I do believe that I think the one thing that we need to install in our children is the fact that we must never forget this time, because I think it's the world's process of getting us to reset.
Yeah.
I think going forward, it's businesses that are going to take care, offer value, get to have a personal connotation and touch with you, have a relationship with you, and add value with the view to ensure that you're going to come back tomorrow, and I'm not going to take it for granted that you're a once-off.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. I totally agree with you. And I think if I was to add one more, I would say we all have to build a relationship with change and evolution.
Yeah.
You know, we have to know how to evolve quickly and change and adapt. Never again can we just kind of accept the status quo and think it's going to be the same for the next 5, 10, 20 years. Because we've learned that that doesn't work. That's not going to
absolutely happen. Absolutely. And I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for the brands that are going to come. I'm excited for the value that's going to come to the front. I'm excited for the creativity that we can find in shop windows again and walking through shop experiences. That I'm excited for. But at the moment for 2020, it's been a bit of a duster.
Yeah. Everybody says, let's just refund 2020. And we'll continue again with 2021.
Come back 2019. All's forgiven.
That's right. Fantastic. Well, Grant, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always an absolute pleasure and an honor to hear all your experience and, you know, and your insight into business and, you know, learn from what you're doing and what your customers are doing around the world. If people want to get in touch with you to chat about strategy or to chat about what they can do for themselves, what's the best way?
Look, you hook me up on LinkedIn. Yep. I think is best. You can also find me on Facebook and at Grant Tom on Facebook, or just email me at granttomdesign@gmail.com is the best, the most easiest to remember. And I'll answer any questions without commitments, in the sense of I just like that personal relationship and the challenge. Let's try and make the world a better place is what I'm after. So I'm all about adding value.
I love it. And is there anything you want to leave us with today?
Well, before I do, Darren, just tell me, so what have you got planned for the next 100 shows? What's ticking your mind with all this type of stuff?
Yeah, I tell you, you know what? I'm trying to rack my brain to work out what I'm going to do. But if I've learned anything in this conversation, it is that now in the next 100 shows, it's up to me to try evolve in some way and not just do the same show that I've done for the last 100 shows. So I've got to think about, you know, how can I make it different? Maybe it's important to start talking to my guests and asking them what they would like to see. That's different, you know?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of it. I think for me, for you, I think you've got to look and say, well, how do you make the next 100 shows and document it that there's an ebook at the end of it, you know, type of stuff. How do you make sure that there's a brand that people want to touch and that they want to meet you and get to know? Maybe it's a case of that you've got another little book that you put all hidden secrets in that you've learned as you go, and you put that in that people want to get those hidden secrets from the shows that's documented. How do you make sure people can ask you questions one-on-one type of stuff? So there's multiple things that you could possibly do and merchandise, whether you're making your show a brand, making sure that you've got a brand, but at the same time, don't forget to lose the recipe, but it is about adding value to your audience and touching your audience.
Well, I think I might have to book you up for a coffee to chat about all that.
You know what? The coffee's on me.
Fantastic. Well, Grant, thank you again.
Let me leave you with this. Okay. I think businesses out there need to work out how can they be the best at what they do.
Yep.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yep. And we'll leave that as open as possible, because it's food for reflection.
Yeah. Absolutely. Be the best that you can be.
Yep. I agree. And thank you very much for celebrating this 100th show.
Great achievement.
It's been a pleasure. And just want to say again, all my audience, my listeners, my viewers, my guests, it's been an absolute pleasure to have, you know, been together with you on this journey, and it's made this journey so fulfilling. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. And for everybody out there, we'll see you very, very soon for another show early next week. So thank you very much. Thanks again, Grant.
Cheers.
And bye for now.